Okay. Good morning, honorable members.
Yeah. Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning.
Good morning, Chair.
Let me take this opportunity to welcome all of you to this portfolio committee meeting, whose intention is to consider, among others, three reports, which is the Public Service and Administration, Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, Statistics South Africa, as well as go through minutes of previous meetings and adopt them at the end. Without any further ado, let me once again welcome all of you and declare this meeting open. Do we have any apologies, Mastol?
Yes, thanks, Chair. We only have one apology, Honorable Chair, from Honorable CBC, who could not attend this meeting today. So there's only one apology, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. I think the meeting will accept that apology because it was sent through writing as per rules of the committee. Can I get acknowledgement of acceptance of that apology from Honorable Smith?
Honorable
Chair.
Who for the acceptance of the apology?
Any seconder to Honorable Kibi? I have the voice of Honorable Julie.
Julie second.
Thank you, Honorable Julie. Maswale, can we get now to the first report, which is the Public Service and Administration? Who is going to help us to flight it?
Chair, Julius is going to flight it from his side. He will take the committee to on the recommendations and the report itself.
Okay. In the report we are going to deal with two sections, isn't it? Is it observations, three rather, observations, recommendations and conclusions, isn't it?
Yes, Chair, what we will do, we'll take the members through to the findings and observations and as well as the recommendations.
Okay.
The bullet point,
okay.
Chair. Point, Chair, yes, Chair. Then
okay.
we'll adopt each report, Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Mastole. I can see that the report is now being put up on the screen. I can see it on my side.
Morning, Chair, and morning, honorable members and colleagues.
Morning, Mr. Ngwepe.
Morning, Mr. Ngwepe.
Morning, Ms. Cole.
Chair and members of the committee, this is a report for the DPSA, but I hope that because I've seen Maskol has sent the communique from the office of the chairperson, chair, with regard to the way we are now drafting the BRRR. Members, just to highlight that, this report is just a combination of the four quarters that we have already engage the departments on. So what we did just for the sake of having something, they call it in Parliament now because of the delay in terms of the Auditor General not auditing the department. They call it the preliminary reports towards the BRRR instead of waiting for the annual reports Parliament seeing that it would be critical that we use the quarterly performance reports to draft the so-called preliminary reports to the BRRR. So this is the report based on the four quarters that the department has already, all the departments and entities has already presented to this portfolio committee. And some of the, in fact, all of the reports, they were tabled in the National Assembly, and then I think members, you have engaged on this report in the House. But we just took a certain observations and recommendations from all the reports and put them together, and then and come up with recommendation based on what the members have raised from the process. So. Allow me, Chair, to now zoom into observation and key findings of the DPSA report. The first one is 7.1, where the committee, we are saying that we have noted and welcome quarterly performance of 2019-2020 financial year of the Department of Public Service and Administration, National School of Government, Center for Public Service Innovation, and the Public Service Commission. And the committee was pleased with the attainment of the performance targets and budget spent. And the second one, the committee commended the Department of Public Service and Administration and National School of Government and Center for Public Service Innovation and Public Service Commission for paying suppliers within 30 days. 7.3, the committee was of the view that the department has to develop a sound measure to reduce wage bill in the public service, and the department has to consult with organized labor unions on any matter concerning conditions of services of the public servants before pronouncements are made on the media platforms. And 7.4, the committee stressed the importance of effective monitoring towards the implementation of service delivery improvement plans in the public service. And the department was encouraged to strengthen its monitoring unit with the aim of improving quality and compliance of the SDIPs in the public service. 7.5, the committee commended the department on the progress made with regard to the establishment of the Office of Standards and Compliance, and the committee urged the department to expand the scope of the Office of Standards and Compliance to conduct lifestyle audits for government employees in all three spheres of government. Seven point six is in relation to the National School of Government. The National School of Government should continue to develop funding model which will make the school self-sustainable. A certain percentage of the training budget in government department had to be reinvested for training and development courses offered by the school. 7.7, the committee commended the school for developing mandatory training courses in the public sector. Mandatory training courses are offered for free by the school, and the National Treasury had allocated budget for such courses, and the Northwest Province was selected as a pilot province for mandatory courses. 7.8 is with regard to the Public Service Commission. The Public Service Commission was asked to monitor the management of transfer and segment of government officials in the public service. And 7.9, the Public Service Commission was urged to investigate the reason why disciplinary cases in the public services get prolonged without closure, which costs the government a lot of money whilst officials are idling at home. With regard to the recommendation, the following recommendations are proposed. With 8.1, the Department of Public Service and Administration should swiftly and fully establish the Office of Standards and Compliance and expand its scope to conduct lifestyle audit for government employees in all spheres of government. And 8.2, the Department of Public Service and Administration should develop an inclusive strategy aimed at reducing the public service wage bill over the medium term by regularly consulting with organized labor unions when major decisions affecting the conditions of services in the public are made. 8.3, the National School of Government in consultation with the develop a last funding solution for the sustainability of the school. The school should be permitted to use training funds for learners who were unable to attend training for a longer period. 8.4, the National School of Government, in collaboration with the Department of Public Service and Administration, should ensure that all senior managers in the public service become aware of the mandatory training courses freely offered by the school. And 8.5, the Public Service Commission should investigate recent causing delays in closing disciplinary cases in the public service as the situation cost government millions of rands while suspended officials are idling at home. 9 is the conclusion, Chair, we are saying that the Portfolio Committee has compiled this report using all 4 quarterly performance reports submitted during the course of the year. All 4th quarter reports were tabled in the National Assembly, and the committee is awaiting the department and entities, as well as the Public Service Commission, to table audited annual reports so that it can embark on analyzing the performance of audited quarterly performance reports. That's the end, Chair, for the DPSA report. Hello, Chair. Your mic is there. We can't hear you, Chair.
I muted. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Can honorable members make indications as to comments and conclusions they want to make on this report? Can I see hands?
Chair?
Honorable Julie.
Chair, thank you. I would love to welcome the report that has been presented by Mr. Ngwepe. Indeed, it does, they do cover the deliberations of the committee. That's the committee, that's what the committee dealt with, and that's what the committee, that's how the committee concluded all these matters. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Can I get a second to Honorable Ntuli? I mean,
Chair, my hand is up on the platform.
Okay, I did not see your hand. Okay, fine. Honorable Soma, take the platform.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning, colleagues. Let's start by appreciating the report compiled by our admin support. And probably, Chair, which is more of a consistency comment that I would like to make before I come to Honorable Ntuli's motion, is that where there are figures, may we ensure that we cross-check that the figures are tidy with the reports that have been presented to us for the 4 quarters as it were. To Chair, whether the CPSI organizational configuration which was raised by the minister has been captured so that we can monitor that as well, because it was a spill from 2019-20. Then obviously in terms of its finalization it should be 2021. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Other than that, I'll second what Honorable Ntuli have raised then.
Okay. The report, I take it that now this report is adopted by the committee, unless there's a different view.
Honorable Chair, can you hear me? It's Shrine.
Yes. Honorable Schreiber, yes, I can hear you.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, colleagues. I'd just like to note or request you to note that the Democratic Alliance reserves our right in regards to this report. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. That will be noted.
Chairperson?
Is that Honorable Mudripe?
Yeah, may you please also note the objection of the EFF, please. Thanks.
That will be noted. Thank you, honorable members. Can we move to the next report, which is DPME?
Chairperson, my apology. Are we adopting with an assumption that the question that I've raised has been covered in the report? Because I thought that probably Mr. Julius would confirm what I'm saying here. So that because I supported Honorable Ntuli with the rider to say to get a sense of comfort if that point is covered. Thank you.
Yeah. I assumed so because they are taking minutes, so they should note whatever contribution is made by members. Then I took it that they have noted what we have raised, so the adoption is with what you have.
Amandla, Chair.
Can I?
I'm saying Amandla, Chair. Thank you very much for your summary. Thanks.
Thank you. Can we move to the next report then?
Okay, Chair. The next report, I will go to the
DPME.
Okay, I've just projected the Statistics South Africa. Can we move to the Statistics South Africa, Chair, and honorable members?
Okay. So, all right.
Okay.
We have not followed strictly what the agenda says, but it doesn't matter anyway.
Okay, Chair.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Okay, honorable members, this is a report on the public, on the Statistics of Africa. Just at my computer, I don't know what's happening here. I'm trying to see this thing, but yeah, there's something here. I don't know what's happening, but let me try. Okay, because it's blocking my screen from my side. All right. Okay, Chair, the first observation is on 8.1, where the committee urged SSA to fast track the legislative reforms and table them to Parliament, or table the legislative to Parliament, time must be. And 8.2, the committee continued to raise concern on high vacancy rate at SSA as a result of the budget cuts experienced in compensation of employee and high turnover due to the inability to retain staff as well as lack of prospect for promotion in the department. And this situation has resulted in status A employee, particularly in the middle and senior management, being overstretched with additional workload. And the situation poses a high risk that might hamper data collection and analysis, impacting on the reliability and the quality of statistics. 8.3, the committee noted high staff turnover caused by numerous factors such as lack of sufficient financial resources, compensation of employee to retain staff due to budget cuts experienced since October 2016. The committee urged SSA to fill all critical funded postings. An additional amount was allocated for compensation of employee in the 2020 budget allocation. 8.4, the committee asked SSA to consider diversification of South African languages when recruiting enumerators or field workers for a myriad of surveys. And household members feel comfortable with enumerators who speak fluently their home language, unlike interview conducted only in English. SSA was required to ensure diversity and balance languages when recruiting enumerators for Census 2021. 8.5, the committee commended SASSA for the sterling work of paying invoices to service provider within 30 days. And then 8.6, the committee encouraged SASSA to improve its equity targets and empower women as SASSA to meet the set targets of 50% of women in senior. And 8.7, that is the raised concern with regard to the major events happening concurrently with census 2021, such as local government election 2021. SSA informed the committee of a risk of some enumerators being used to be campaigning for a particular political party. However, the committee encouraged SSA to ensure its enumerators operate within a professional code of conduct with the aim of maintaining and protecting its independence. The committee further highlighted that the amendments to Statistical Act, particularly with regard to census shifting, being conducted every 10 years to avoid coincidence with the 5-year cycle of elections. 9 is recommendations. The portfolio committee recommends that SASSA should fast-track the finalization of the legislative amendment and table it to Parliament timely. And 9.2, SASSA should prioritize the filling of funded critical vacancies with the additional budget allocated to fund historic budget shortfall of the compensation of employees. SASSA should report on the progress of filling vacancy to the committee in March 2021. 9.3, in the process of filling critical vacancies, SSA should prioritize and balance its gender equity to ensure that more women are appointed in senior management. 9.4, SSA should continue to make a national-wide awareness about Census 2021 and communicate its strategy of collecting data during COVID-19 pandemic to guarantee participant safety and adherence to the National Disaster Act regulation pertaining to the coronavirus. 9.5, that they should ensure that enumerators are fully supported with personal protective equipment during Census 21 when physically collecting data. In conclusion, the committee was pleased with the four-quarter performance of Statistics South Africa in the 2019-2020 financial year. The committee wished to witness the same performance in the audited annual report of SASSA, and budget constraints are the major stumbling block hampering performance of SASSA, although the department continued to strive for the attainment of its annual targets. This is the end, Chair and Honorable, your report.
Thank you, Mr. Ngwepe. The report, therefore, is presented for adoption. Can I see those who move for the adoption?
The person, Julie.
Chair. Honorable Julie.
Chair. Malati here.
Okay, thank noted. Honorable Malati. Honorable Julie, can I hear you?
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I wanted to check 9.1, if it's not sort of the with if 9.1 and 8.1 are not sort of expatiating one and the same thing. That's one, because in 8.1, that's where the committee was sort of wanting the status A to fast track the legislative, and also to report to Parliament from time to time. I'm just checking for that one. Number two, Chair, I wanted to check in terms of the budget concerns, whether we shouldn't add because in terms of the budget concerns, Chairperson, the committee even mandated the chairperson to meet with the Minister for Finance on that regard. If it wouldn't be fine, if that is added, because that was the mandate of the committee to assist in this regard. But except that chairperson, except those notings, the report is the reflection of the committee deliberation. Thank you, chairperson.
Okay. Can I hear Honorable Malazi before I call for the second to Honorable Ntuli?
Thanks very much, Chair. I wanted to go to point, I think it's 8.5, which says that it is to service providers. I mean, yeah, I understand the logic behind it, but to say spelling WEG just seems extraordinary, because the reality is that the payment of invoices to service providers within 30 days is a now legal requirement. So perhaps it would be fair to say that we commended States SA for complying with the 30-day payment of service providers. Thanks, Chair.
Okay.
Liz Somacha,
I had my hand up as well.
Okay. Honorable Swam.
Probably, Chair, so that also we also speak as if we are listening to each other, to say that what Honorable Malazi is raising, I think it does, because it now is a legal compliance. You can add that one. And 8.5, by the way, is an observation. So I think that's one, but also must be carried to the recommendations in 0.9. Wherever it's supposed to be, so that there is consistency on that, because I've seen it. Two, Chair, I would like to make a recommendation under recommendation, which is under 0.9, that 9.4 and 9.5, if you look at it closely, it talks about compliance with the regulations of the participants, both staff members of Stats SA and also the households, as it were, if we can make that one recommendation. Because it talks to Census 2021 in terms of compliance with the COVID-19, which also includes the PPEs as well and all those things. So it's more or less one point. I would suggest that we do that. And then if for the meeting, then Chair agrees, because the other one, where to Honorable Ntuli raised in terms of the legislative reform, it is other observations where we are talking to, but also on the recommendation, I think it's captured on 9.1, Chair, unless I've misread it. But with that, probably if the content advisor agrees with us and yourself and the meeting, Chair, then we can also support Honorable Ntuli on the motion,
okay,
of adopting the report. Thank you, Chair.
Content advisor, I think you have taken note of what Honorable Soma is raising to be included in those points. Can I hear?
Chair, I agree with that 9.4 and 9.5. Again,
yeah, that point Honorable Malazi raised is fair.
Yeah.
Is it also taken note of?
Yeah, it will be amended on that one. And then the one for Honorable Ntuli about 8.1 with regards to versus 9.1. I think maybe what you can do is just to remove 8.1 because, well, on the recommendations were just emphasizing the legislative amendments. So we'll just remove 8.1 from the observation and key findings.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there was another, again, on the Honorable Ntuli about the budget constraints. I think this matter has been exhausted, and if you members, they still recall that an additional amount of 42 million has been allocated to fill the vacant position. So I think, although the money might not be enough, but something seems to be happening. So I will appeal to the members that we leave it as it is and just play our oversight role to ensure that ZSA even come the next financial year is fully funded in terms of filling the critical vacancies.
If I may.
Honorable Lusomo.
I would like, thank you, Chair. I would like that we don't lose sight of what Honorable Ntuli have raised, that we committed ourselves through your good search, Chair, that you will facilitate or you will meet with the Minister of Finance. So when we oversight, also we must oversight and also check our predetermined objectives, because those are where the targets that we set ourselves, which I think Honorable Ntuli, when we are dealing with 2021, also we must check the tracking system. Because if we don't implement what we committed ourselves to do, how are we then going to in terms of walking our talk? So I'm suggesting, while I agree with the summary of the content advisor, but separating resolution tracking tool, we must ensure that meeting still takes place. Because let me qualify it again, Chair, is that even moving forward, ZSA has got some challenges in terms of even implementing census 2021, as it were, Chair. Thanks, Chair. But I
Thank
agree
you.
With the summary. Let's move. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Let me put the meeting at ease by saying, I'm now in the process of arranging a meeting with the Minister of Finance and the Minister of DPSA so that we address whatever shortcomings are there. The committee will know once that meeting has been arranged, but I'm in the process of doing so, so that we unlock the deadlock.
Okay, thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Can we move to the next report, which is now?
Chair?
Honorable Malazi?
Yeah, before we do that, because it wasn't clear whether we have moved for adoption or what, so I just wanted to ask that we note that the GA will be reserving its right on this report.
Yeah, no, we were adopting with the amendments made.
Okay.
Yes. The move for adoption was
I'd like that we know.
You are breaking up, Honorable Malazi. I don't hear you. You are breaking up.
Can you hear me now, Chair?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. I just wanted to say, because I wasn't there from my side because of that discussion, but I'd like that it be noted that we are reserving our rights on the report.
Yes, you have said so, as well as the Honorable Mutripe.
No, for Start SA.
You
we
support.
Are not objecting. I support.
Okay. So therefore, it will be Honorable Malazi who's reserving the right, but a move for adoption was proposed by Honorable Ntuli, seconded by Honorable Lusomo.
Chair, Chair, on a lighter note, it's not one jacket fits all on this issue. Thank you,
what do you say? The report is not adopted.
I was saying, in respect of the CFF and DA, that is not one jacket fits all. Thank you, Chair. On a lighter note, I was saying that. Thank you. All right.
Can we move to the next report, therefore?
Okay, Chair. Is the report projected, Chair?
Not yet on my screen.
Okay.
Yeah, it is coming up now.
Okay.
Public service and admin.
Is it planning, monitoring and evaluation?
Yeah, that's PPME.
Yes.
Okay.
Chair and honorable members, these are the findings of the DPME report. The first one is 8.1. The committee was dissatisfied with the instability in management position in most of government departments at the national department. And the committee has learned that most of the directors at national level are acting, which poses a risk to the stability within the public service. And the committee appeals to both ministers in the presidency for the DPME and the Department of Public Service and Administration to encourage all government departments with active director general position to fill positions or to fill vacancies. I think we'll just amend it, Chair and Honorable Member.
Okay.
It doesn't read well. And the committee 8.2, the committee asked the DPME to implement its mandate of monitoring the implementation of the National Development Plan by developing a monitoring tool that is backed by evidence. The committee encouraged the department to develop performance monitoring tracking tool for measuring the implementation of the NDP. And 8.3, the vacancy rate was another major factor the department should consider reducing in the fourth quarter. The vacancy rate was at 25.5 from 29% in the second quarter of the financial year. And the committee noted the reason for the delay in filling vacancy caused by the search for the new office building to accommodate all staff members stationed in two different buildings. 8.4, the committee was concerned about the manner in which the department monitors government departments. And the committee was of the view that if the department was effectively monitoring and evaluating government departments at strategic level, the work of standing committee on public accounts would have been less than it is. The committee advised the department to strengthen its role of planning, monitoring and evaluation with the aim of assisting legislatures with factual reports to abridge their oversight for purpose of ensuring accountability, which will ultimately translate into service delivery. 8.5, the committee notes that the department was unable to finalize the Integrated Development Framework Bill due to the incorporation of the district development model into the bill. The department was advised to speed up the process of finalizing the bill. The department was requested to bring the committee in March 2020 on the results of the piloted district development model, which seeks to ensure each district or metro has a single development plan, which will be formulated jointly by national, provincial and local government, as well as business and labor and community in each district or metro. And then with regard to Brent SA, the committee was encouraged about prolonged suspension case of the chief executive officer of Brent South Africa. The committee was advised, the committee advised Brent South Africa to swiftly finalize the disciplinary process in order to ensure stability in the institution. 8.7, the committee was of the view that Brent South Africa should develop a monitoring tool or index to measure the image of the country, which can be used as a reporting tool when accounting to its stakeholders. Brent South Africa was tasked to brief the committee on the research commission to study the image of the country and its impact on the economy. With regard to the recommendations, the following recommendations are proposed. The Minister of the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation and the Department of Public Service Administration were requested to impress upon other members of Executive Council to fill overdue vacancies concerning their accounting officers. Filling of the accounting officers' vacancies will ensure stability and promote good governance in the public service. 9.2, the department should develop a performance monitoring tool for measuring the implementation of the medium-term strategic planning framework of the National Development Plan as a build-up towards government review. 9.3, the department should swiftly finalize the integrated development framework with heavy incorporated lessons learned from the district development plan. The department should table the bill timelessly in Parliament. And with regard to Brent SA recommendation, Brent South Africa should simply finalize the disciplinary process of the chief executive officer in order to ensure stability in the institution. In conclusion, the portfolio committee was pleased with the quarterly performance of the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. And Brent South Africa. However, the committee will still wish to witness such performance from the audited annual reports to be tabled in Parliament in November 2020, due to delays caused by COVID-19, world pandemic, and the government lockdown. That's the end, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. Mwepe. The report is therefore presented for adoption. I see Honorable Kibi.
Yes, thanks, Honorable Chair. Good morning, Honorable colleagues. Honorable Chair, let me appreciate the tabling of the report and welcome it. And Honorable Chair, I move for the adoption of this report with definitely the correction on the observations in terms of positions corrected to vacancies. So I move, Honorable Chair.
Any seconder to Honorable Kibi?
Chair, my hand is up on the...
Honorable Ntuli?
Yeah. Yes, Chair. I stand to second the adoption of the report as adopted by Honorable Kibi, and noting that we are looking forward to the tablings in November as per the deliberations. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes.
For
thank you, Honorable Ntuli. Thank you, Honorable Ntuli.
Chair.
Oh, Honorable Malazi.
Thanks, Chair. I had raised my hand on that platform. Please note that
I'm trying to check here. Maybe the host doesn't. The host doesn't show on my side if people have raised. I'm constantly checking.
No, it's
so
fine.
The best way is just to indicate through your voice.
Yeah, the best way is
to
indicate.
Therefore, I have given you the platform, Honorable Malas.
Thanks very much, Chair. Thanks for that. Yeah, I just wanted to ask that we will be reserving our rights even on this report, Chair. That's all.
Thank you, Honorable Malazi. Any other member?
Yes, Honorable Chairperson. Also note, yes, also note the EFF, please.
Okay. We will note the objections made by the DA and the EFF.
Thank you, Chair.
But otherwise, the report is adopted with those objections.
Point of clarity, Chair.
Okay. Can I hear the clarity from Honorable Song?
The interpretation, Chair. Honorable Malati said that the DA reserves their right to comment on the report. So probably let's record the words that they've used.
Okay.
So that we don't also accuse of misinterpreting the other parties as well. Thank you, Chair.
All right. Are we done with the reports, Honorable Mr. Mwebe?
Yeah, we are done, Chair, with all the reports.
Following to what Honorable Lisoma said, also EFF said, note the EFF, they didn't say they're objecting. When the party is objecting, it must be clear. And when the party is reserving its right, it must be clear. That means if we don't want to interpret wrongly, but she only said note. Mm.
Okay. Oh, Honorable Chairperson, let me state my reason clear. As the EFF, we object the report. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, that will be important.
We've lost the chair.
Right. Otherwise, the report is adopted with the objection from... I'm still there, Honorable Ndoli. Am I audible now?
Yes, Chair. Yes. I can hear you now. Yes, Chair.
Okay. We are now dealing with the first set of minutes, which is that meeting of the 11th of June, as I see it on the screen. I suggest that we deal with the minutes page by page. First of all, we deal with corrections, if there are any corrections to be made on the minutes.
Yes, sir.
You will help me with the page numbers there, Mastoli.
Yes, Chairperson. Thank you very much. Once again, good morning, Honorable Members. We have about 10 sets of minutes, Honorable Members. I will try by all possible means to go faster as possible, slowly and faster as possible on this one. I will start with the minutes of the 11th of June, as I'm already on page one. I don't know if members can see there the document. I'll move to page...
On my side, I can see it.
Page two, Chair. We're on page three.
All right. Honourable members, we are dealing with corrections first.
Page four.
Right.
And that's page five, sir.
That's page five. Any corrections there?
Mover and second.
If there are no corrections, can I get a mover for adoption of this set of minutes?
Duly.
Honorable Nduli, and I also see you after Nduli, I see Honorable Kibi.
I move for the adoption of the set of minutes for 11 June, Chair.
Honorable Kibi.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I second the mover by Honorable Nduli on the minutes of the 11th of June. Thank you, Chair.
We are now on 19 June 2020.
19 June, yes, I can see that.
That was the period we were doing the fourth quarter performances for departments. I'm on page 2. That's page 3.
All right.
Page 4. That's the last page. That's it, Chair.
That's it. Okay. Seeing that there is no member that has indicated any corrections on this, get a move for the adoption. A mover for adoption.
Honorable
Duly. Honorable Kibi now, and then Honorable Nduli.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 19th of June. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. I second.
Honorable Nduli.
Thank you, Chair. I second the movement of the minutes of the 19th of June by Honorable Kibi.
Thank you. The minutes, that set of minutes is adopted. Let's go to the next set. I see the 26th of June, Mascoli.
Yes, sir. I'm on page 1.
Okay. We deal with the corrections first, Honorable Members.
Yes.
Page by page.
Page 2, sir.
Yes.
Page 3, Chair.
All right.
This one, we're also dealing with the performances, Chair, fourth quarter.
Okay.
Page 4. Yes, that's the last one. That's the last page, Chair.
I haven't had any member who wants to make corrections on this set of minutes. Can I therefore call for a mover for adoption of this set of minutes?
Honorable Chair, Kibi here.
Honorable Kibi.
I move for the acceptance of the minutes of the 26th of June.
Any seconder to Honorable Kibi's proposal for adoption?
Nduli.
Honorable Nduli.
I second the adoption of the minutes by Honorable Kibi.
Thank you very much. The minutes are adopted. Can we move now to the other set? I see this set is that meeting of the 8th of July. Am I correct, Mascoli?
Yeah, correct, sir.
Okay.
We are on page 1.
All right.
Page 2. This was a joint meeting.
Yes.
Page 3. Page 4. That's the last page, sir. Page 5.
That's the last page. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Sir. I haven't had any honorable member wanting to present this set for adoption?
Honorable Kibi? Thank you, Honorable Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 8th of July.
Any seconder to Honorable Kibi?
Julie.
Be on record, Honorable Ntuli.
Chairperson, I second the adoption of the minutes of the joint meeting by Honorable Kibi. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That set of minutes is also adopted. Can we move to another set?
Yes. This one is the 10th of July, Chair.
Yeah, I can see that now.
We're also dealing with the annual performance plans here, Chair. The deliberation will be with the reports.
Okay.
I'm on page 4 now, Chair.
All right.
Page 5, that's the last page, sir.
It seems there is nothing to correct.
Yes.
In this set, can I present this set of minutes for adoption? Any move for adoption of this set of minutes?
Honorable Chair?
Yes, Honorable Kibi?
I move for the adoption of the minutes for the 10th of July on annual performance plan.
Thank you, Honorable Kibi. Any seconder to Honorable Kibi?
Ntuli?
Honorable Ntuli, be on record.
Yes, Chair. Chair, I second the adoption of the set of the minutes of the 10th of July by Honorable Kibi.
Thank you, Honorable Ntuli. Therefore, that set is also adopted by the meeting. We are now on the minutes of the meeting of the 15th of July.
Before that, Chair, if I may, can you, because I'm sure you didn't see on the platform here that Honorable Malatsi's hand is up. I'm not too sure whether he forgot to lower it down or what. If you may check that. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, I said, Honorable, on my side, I don't see if I'm constantly checking if members have raised hands, but I don't see that. Then I therefore said, if a member wants to speak, it must just shout now, because this platform is letting me down in terms of acknowledging those who have raised hands. Honorable Malatsi?
Chairperson, I'm very sorry. It is an old hand. I forgot to lower it once I had made my input on the DPME report. I'm very sorry.
Okay.
And thanks to Honorable Lesoma for having my back.
Oh, okay. Thank you. This second,
accuse you.
All right.
Accuse me, Chair.
Okay. This set of minutes is adopted by the meeting. Can we move to another set, Mastole?
Yes, Chair. The 15th, Chair. 15th of July.
15th July. Yes.
Yeah, we were considering the reports, Chair. We are considering the reports. So I'll move to page 1, page 2, Chair.
All right.
That's the last page, Chair.
All right.
15th of July, Chair.
Is there anything that members want to correct in this set of minutes? I don't get any indication of corrections. Is there any seconder for adoption of this set of minutes.
Ntuli.
Honorable Ntuli.
Thank you, Chairperson. I stand for the adoption of the set of minutes of 15th July that was that dealt with the draft revised budget report.
Is there any seconder to Honorable Ntuli for adoption?
Honorable Chair.
Yes, Honorable Kibi.
I move for the adoption, Honorable Chair, of the minutes of the 15th as the, proposed by Honorable Ntuli.
Thank you. That set of minutes is also adopted. We are now on the set on the minutes of the meeting of the 15th July. Is that correct, Ms. Tole?
Yes, Chair. Moving swiftly, Chair, I'm on page one.
Okay.
We're also adopting on the report on that date. I'm
all
on
right.
Page two, Chair, on page two.
Right.
And then on page three, Chair. That's it, Chair.
That's it. Is there any corrections on this set of minutes by honorable members? Can I see an indication, therefore? There's no indication. Can I get a mover for the adoption of this set of minutes?
Ntuli.
Honorable Ntuli.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 16th of July that deals with the adoption of budget votes 14, 9, 12, 7, and 11.
Okay. Any second to Honorable Ntuli?
The Soma seconds, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Soma. The minutes are adopted.
Okay, Chair. We are moving to the minutes of the 19th of August, Chair.
Okay.
I see the system is just trying something.
Yeah, it is a bit slow. It has not yet blighted that set of minutes.
Okay. There now, there.
Yeah, I can make.
That's the minute of the 19th of August.
August, yes.
More to go. I see the chairperson was not available on that day. I'm on page one.
Right.
Page two. And page two. Page three. Page four, page five and six, Chair.
Okay. Any corrections on that set of minutes, Honorable Member? Nothing to correct. I therefore call for a mover for adoption of this set of minutes.
Honorable Chair.
Yes, Honorable Kibi.
I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 19th of August.
Any seconder to Honorable Kibi's proposal for adoption? Okay, therefore that set is adopted by the meeting.
Thank you.
We are now on the 26th of August, Malcolm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can see that.
On page one, sir. page 2, page 3, page 4, Chair, that's the last page.
Okay. Any corrections on that set of minutes? None. Can I get a mover for adoption of this set?
Honorable Chair?
Yes, Honorable Gibby?
I move for the adoption, Honorable Chair, of the minutes of the meeting held on the 26th of August.
Any second to Honorable Gibby?
Honorable
Chair,
I second the movement of the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much. The minutes are adopted by the meeting.
Thank you, Chair. The last one will be the 2nd of September, Chair, 2020.
Okay, I can see that.
I'm on page 1, Chair.
All right.
Okay. Page 2. Page 3, Chair.
Yes.
Page 4.
Right.
That's page 5. That's the last page, sir.
That's the last page. Any corrections on that set of minutes? None. Any mover for adoption of this set of minutes?
Honorable Chair?
Yes, Honorable Gibby?
Honorable Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes of the meeting held on the 2nd of September. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Gibby. Any second to Honorable Gibby? Yes, Honorable Ntuli.
Duly, I second the adoption of the minutes by Honorable Gibby.
Thank you, Honorable Duly. Therefore, the minutes are adopted by the meeting.
Yes, Chair. Yes, Chair. Quickly, Chair, there was also a request from honorable members to allow for announcement. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I quickly dealt with the announcement I wanted to make, but if there is any announcement from other members, that is allowed. Any announcement?
Chair, it's Soma who requested on the platform. I'm not too sure, and my apology if I omitted to hear you talking to, that you told me that you did receive a letter from or an offer from the NSG principal saying that there's an offer that about 10 honorable members can also take that opportunity of the financial public service good governance training, as it were. If you have spoken to that, my apologies.
No, I know, but...
The second one, Chair, just for record purposes, if you may allow me to say, may you please, on our behalf as the portfolio committee, probably in writing, send our sincere condolences to Honorable Malumane, who has lost her family, more than 3 family members within 2 weeks' time. I think it's quite hectic, and it deserves our written condolences
okay.
to yourself and the family, the rest of the family. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. No, Honorable Soma, I haven't spoken to that issue. But you have already dealt with it. Honorable Mtepe?
It's Honorable Chairperson, it's Honorable Clark.
Honorable Clark.
Chairperson, could I ask that at the next committee meeting we have, that we are informed as to what the status quo is of officials being back at work at this stage, because, you know, we've got no recourse. We haven't received any information as to how many officials are back at work and how many are still at home. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That will be done, Honorable Clark. We will cross-check with the administration so that we get the exact information in that regard. Honorable Song?
Honorable Chairperson?
Honorable Mutipe?
Yes, Chairperson, I would like to align ourselves as the EFF with the issue that Honorable Lesoma has just raised with the Honorable Malumani. Thank you.
Thank you. I will do that. I will write a letter of condolences to Honorable Malumani on behalf of the committee.
Okay,
I will do that. Yes, Mastoli.
Yes, Chairman. Thank you, Chair. I just want to submit this announcement as well, Chair. That next week on Tuesday we have that subcommittee meeting for the shortlisting of the public.
For the shortlisting,
yes. We will not be having a committee meeting next week, but we will have a subcommittee meeting that we will be dealing with the shortlisting, Chair. I just thought I should just let members be aware of such next week, Chair. Thank you.
Will that be on the virtual platform, I suppose?
Chair, that we will communicate with the subcommittee members. I am aware that a couple of members are back at the office, but we're still checking with them.
Chair, if I may assist. We are
still trying to find
our Chair, may I suggest that?
Can you allow Mastole to finish first, Honorable Wilson? Then you come in.
Yes, Chair. Our thing,
yes,
Chair.
Definitely, Chair. Definitely. It's just that it's breaking.
Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Mastole.
Yes.
I was saying that members of the subcommittee will be advised accordingly on how we're going to move, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Honorable Swammer.
My apology, Chair, is just that he has been breaking. I thought he has finished. My apology on that.
Okay.
Chair, if I may ask the meeting, which you may verify with the chairs of chairs, Honorable Floric, is that moving forward from last week, all the interviews are going to be done in Parliament because the conditions were in level one. So that's the programming committee meeting last Thursday did agree on that, informed by the discussions that were held at the chief all political party chief forum that sits every Monday. So I thought I must also share that information because I happen to sit in the programming committee. So then which any arrangements then should be also taking note of that. Notwithstanding that those honorable members who have got comorbidities there, they would have finished the sick notes from their doctors. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, which means that committee will sit and then if there are those who have medical challenges, they will submit the doctor's note and therefore link up with the subcommittee on virtual platform.
Yes, Chair. Can I just quickly, one last one, Chair, that I forgot to mention, Chair.
Okay.
Yes, that to say that members were sent the breakdown of the CVs. It's available on their emails. And then we have also sent them the link of the soft copies of the CVs. They will be able to access the soft copies. We also have the hard copies available for members that wishes to have hard copies. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kole. I think that concludes our meeting.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Let me close it properly, Honorable Nduli. Honorable members, thank you very much. This now brings us to the end of the meeting, and therefore the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much and welcome back.
Okay. Bye-bye, honorable members. Bye-bye, staff members. I must not forget the staff members. Those are the people who are doing dirty work behind the scene, and then we shine here in the community, but they sweat a lot before every portfolio committee meeting. Thank you very much to you as well, members of the staff.
Thanks, Chairperson.
Bye-bye to everyone. Bye-bye. Sorry, man. I want to ask you about this 8.4. I don't know. I've opened it on the DPME.
Request meeting.
Okay, Jay. No, I'm on the other phone.
Okay,
bye-bye. Let me leave the meeting. It's not the flu.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking to Tamlu on the other side.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye.